you know. And you saw them around a lot of barnyards because they were sturdy and the livestock couldn't get hurt on a plank fence, and they could on a barbed wire, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt there. That's what I was looking for. What about the kind of thing that's maybe built out of something maybe more substantial on...
Well, there are a few rock fences built in this part of the country, but not like there are in Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. That was what I was looking for.
And I have seen a few built. There's one on the Rosedale Road. Wasn't very extensive, out of concrete blocks. But that was just done for decorative purposes, I think.
What would you call a little fence that's made with little white slats, usually painted white?
We call it a picket.
Have you ever heard any
or
other...
Or a slat.
All right. Is that the only other term you've heard,
yeah,
slat fence?
That's the only term. Our common term has been a picket fence.
What would you call the good dishes that you'd get out maybe for company? Would you have a term for that?
Irene probably can answer that better than I could.
Well, it's a real common word. I was thinking of it. Say, she got married and she got two new settings of good.
Here she comes.
China.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What was that again?
China.
Yeah. Along the same lines, would they ever have not a real egg, but when they wanted to get a hen to set, would they have something they'd put under it wasn't a real egg, it was sort of a false egg, a fake egg, or they'd trick her into setting?
Oh, yeah, glass egg.
Okay. What would you call a thing that when you, in the old days, when you milked a cow by hand, that you, the vessel that you'd set underneath the cow's udder to catch the milk?
We called it a bucket. I know that a lot of places they use the term pail, but term around here was anything like that was a bucket. Didn't make a difference whether it was wood or metal or what it was.
What would they call the particular one of these things where they maybe throw garbage in to feed to the hogs?
We called it a slop bucket.
Okay. How about the big, usually cast iron thing that you fry eggs in or something like that?
Skillet.
Any other terms for that?
Never heard of one.
Okay. And how about the larger brown vessel where you maybe cook something that takes a long time, maybe apple butter or something?
Well, my mother had an iron kettle.
Would this be just anything that shape and size would be a kettle?
Never what now?
I say anything this shape and size would be a kettle. I
think. Oh yeah, yeah.
When you set the table, you want to have a knife, a fork, and what else?
Spoon.
Okay. If you bring in flowers and want to keep them in the house, you're probably going to put some water in what to keep them in? What's the vessel that you put them in?
We usually call it a vase.
Okay. Any other terms? Do you say usually or?
No, I don't think so. That term vase covered a lot of different shapes and sizes.
Okay. when the housewife does the dishes, what does she do to the dishes?
I think a common term around here is she just, Irene said, I've got to do the dishes.
Okay. But what does doing the dishes mean? What all is involved?
Oh, well, if, you wash them in soap or detergent, you know,